This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Distract us from our campaign. And it's a campaign of truth. It really is.
Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying that it's a pack of lies as more information is dumped out, accusations about him groping women, forcing them to kiss him, and lots of other terrible stories that have emerged. The upshot of this all is, as we start here, my friends, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, is that we are electing a president in less than 30 days. And who is that president going to be? To aspire to be the president, to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to me as a kid who grew up steeped in history, where I just was just enamored with the political process and the forefathers and the creation of the documents and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all of that. As a kid walking over those cobblestones in Philadelphia where the Liberty Bell was and Independence Center and seeing the room where the Declaration of Independence was signed, it just breaks my heart to watch this campaign unfold and to just think about where we're headed in the future and all of this nonsense that has happened now and still with one more presidential debate to go. I truly believe this is a coin flip. So for you, I beg to go out and vote. Go and early vote. Vote. So many people who are probably disgusted or people who think their vote cancels out the guy next door or cancels out the person who is sitting across from you at a table. I mean, no. This is the time to vote. There are no good excuses, because there are ways around ailments and problems and anything else that you could put up as an obstacle. It is so incredibly important. So what happened is it was a kind of a day where Trump in the morning was saying, you know, this is ridiculous. This is lies. Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me? And you know, you could look into this and you won't be able to find anything there. And you've got some Republicans who are bailing on Trump. You have some Republicans who bailed on Trump, and now they're back with Trump. And it's a crazy roller coaster ride in that sense. Personally, the endorsements, I think it doesn't matter at this point, really, for either one of them, because this is game on, one against one. I mean, I just really think that's what it is at this point. So you look at the polls, and the polls are kind of all over the map. Most of them have Hillary Clinton ahead, but not by any kind of a double-digit amount. So that's why I keep coming back to my knowledge of politics and what I've seen over the years, and so many people that I have talked to, so many. I've interviewed over 12,000 people. I can't even tell you how many of them were politically based in some sense, in having something to do with the process, whether they were legislators or someone behind the scenes. And personally, to me, it was the off-the-mic conversations, the conversations I wish I could bring to you, but there's no way they would say the things that have been said to me on the air for fear of repercussions. So, you know, the bottom line is Michelle Obama decided that she was enraged by the comments that came out last week with the Billy Bush situation on the bus and what Trump had to say about Nancy O'Dell and another actress who that they were ogling before he got off the bus and whatnot. And so she came out today and didn't talk much about Hillary Clinton, really focused on Donald Trump. And I was reading a story, you know, because there's all kinds of headlines, and the headline said, the Clinton surrogate that could finish off Trump, Michelle Obama. And in the speech, she talked about the fact that she could not, her voice was quaking with, like, fury. She said that she could not, you know, stand by and watch this. She said, I can't believe I'm saying a candidate for president of the United States has bragged about sexually assaulting women. She said, I've listened to this and I feel it so personally. And I'm sure that many of you do too, particularly the women. The shameful comments about our bodies, the disrespect of our ambitions and intellect, the belief that you can do anything you want to as a woman, this is cruel. That you can do anything you want to a woman, this is cruel, it's frightening, and the truth is, it hurts. So this came a day after her Girls Education Initiative at the White House. She, you know, they were doing something on that, insisting that the U.S. should serve as a role model to other countries for the treatment of young women. And then later in the day, as I said, Trump talked about the fact that the accusations weren't true and that the it's just lies. And he said, this is, you know, I don't think so. He said, I don't think so. In fact, he said about one of the women, look at her, I don't think so. Which I don't know that that was necessarily the way to go on that, but regardless, this was what went down during the day. So if you want to throw in your two cents on this quickly, we certainly can go through that. I've gotten a ton of emails, and we've got a mailbag coming up momentarily, but let's go to Grim first in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Get on the lighter side. Have you got pen and paper real quick?
I do. Do you have a joke?
No, it's something that you personally can go to Urban Dictionary and put in there.
Okay.
Okay. First off, it's a historical definition for Western civilization.
Okay.
And it's a noun. And it's spelled PROMEDAHGANDA. A political and economic system of America, professional media, through propaganda, influence, and control the common people to pay homage and allegiance to their views.
Wow, that's frightening, isn't it?
Well, you think about it. You look up monarchy, they got a definition for it. You look up feudalism, they got a definition for it. You look up republic, they got a hey, we're in the new age where the media has influenced our government status. You know, at one time we even had what they call monastic, and they had it three different views. And well, you know what I'm saying. Well, the church.
I know what you're saying, absolutely. Grim, thank you for that. He sums it up short and sweet. He went on the lighter side. I'm going to go on the lighter side, too. Coming up next, we're going to take you to the movies. Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, so a good escape for at least a couple of hours is to go to the movies. But if you're going to shell out the coin for the big screen, you really are hoping you're going to see something good, right? So it's not the old days where I don't know how much you paid to go to the movies, but it wasn't the kind of dough that you're putting out now. Especially, they do have some cool theaters, but the theaters that where you sit, you sit in the recliner and whatnot, but the tickets often run you $12 plus. I don't know, unless you're sneaking in your own stuff. It's tough, right? Unless you eat right before you go to the movies. But most people don't do that. Anyway, there is a movie that has just been pumped out all over the place. I've seen so many previews of it. So I thought I would add to the pile. 2 hours and 8 minutes. This is without, the half hour of previews. And it's R-rated. Ben Affleck is the star of this movie. He is a mathematics savant with more of an affinity for numbers than people. He is a small-town CPA. That is sort of his cover, but he actually makes his living doing something else. This movie is The Accountant.
Sooner or later, different scares people.
Yeah.
You think if you don't fight back, then maybe they'll like you, stop picking on you, calling you a freak. Victim or God. decision.
Your son is a remarkable young man. It wouldn't surprise me if he has more in common with Einstein, Mozart, and Picasso than he does with us. He has highly advanced cognitive skills. The obsessive personality.
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal. Maybe he's capable of much more than we know.
Say you're the head of the Sinaloa cartel. Who can you trust to track your stolen cash? He's capable of coming in cold, uncooking years of books, and getting out alive. Imagine the secrets this guy has.
Who are you?
Can our son lead a normal life?
Define normal.
All right, so that's The Accountant. I think you get the gist of it. Anna Kendrick is in it. Remember Pitch Perfect? She's in both of those movies. She's in this. She's a good actress, I think. J.K. Simmons. He was in Law and Order, if you remember the Law and Order series, and I think he's a fine actor. And it's getting pretty decent reviews. I think the whole intrigue of it, if you like those kind of movies, will draw people there. Certainly worth getting streaming-wise, you know, with the way we stream things. If you don't catch it at the movies and you're all tied up doing something else, the great thing is you can just eventually rent it. All right, the next movie is called simply Max Steel.
We're home, Max.
Fresh start.
Fresh start number 9.
No more moving around.
I promise.
And we have a new student,
Mr. McGrath.
Max McGrath. You're not Jim McGrath's son, are you?
Why does everybody in this town know more about Dad than I do? You knew my dad. I need to know about his work.
Your father was working to find a way to harness energy beyond anything that mankind has ever attempted. He was right on the edge of a breakthrough.
My name is Steel.
What? You speak English.
Max!
My mom is coming.
Is my mom dangerous?
No, come on.
Go, hold hands.
You gotta clean in here, bud.
Did you do this to me?
No, Max. Your father gave me these powers. I'm just here to show you how to use them. Let's get started. Max, you can use your energy in many different ways. You can run faster. Be stronger. And I haven't even shown you the best part yet.
What?
This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Max?
Sophia.
You okay?
Yeah, just really late for my,
okay. Yeah, this is boring.
My Zumba class.
The girl appears to cause increases in heart rate. Perhaps you should avoid contact.
Perhaps you should shut up.
See? She has made you angry. The Ultralings are here to destroy the Earth. The only thing that can stop them. Time to suit up. Coming in hot, Max!
I can't believe I'm doing this.
You have to learn to control these powers.
Go right.
Let's go left.
No, let's just go straight then.
Okay. Go, go! Run faster. So much faster!
Your father believed he can save the world. It's up to you now, Max.
Steal now! Go turbo!
You okay?
Yeah. Two more bruises than usual.
All right, so teenager Max McGrath discovers his body can generate the most powerful energy in the universe. That'd be pretty cool, huh? So it's kind of quirky, slightly funny. This is a teen movie. It's fantasy sci-fi. You're probably dropping somebody off. And this is story, by the way, is by Mattel. So go figure. It will definitely find its audience. I mean, already Rotten Tomatoes gives it 80%, 7.6 out of 10 IMDb. There will be interest in this movie for sure. Like I said, teenagers. All right, I think this dude is super funny. He's from Philly, and he makes me laugh with some of his comedy. Kevin Hart, Now What?
Everybody that follows me knows that all my comedy comes from a real place. I'm alive. I'm still experiencing, which still means I have stuff to talk about.
What's gonna make you feel that?
Is the payoff.
Make some noise. We sold the football stadium out tonight.
Now stop it. Stop trying to make me feel tall. Girls, you know grandma. Grandma.
Hand over the money.
I'm not giving you my money. This is going to pay for my global tour.
You just say messed up? Here all night, you want to explain yourself?
Kevin, I'm Halle Berry. I don't get messed up.
That's a bunch of Hollywood. Private school kids don't have any edge. You need edge to survive in life. My son definitely doesn't have it. I got some of my friends over my house that I grew up with. We're having a thug-like conversation. I hear my son coming down the steps. I hear his flip-flops popping. They popping fast. Something's wrong. Dad! Wi-Fi's down. I don't know what made me more upset. That or my friend going, who's Wi-Fi? When you look around this room tonight, I see every race, ethnicity, nationality possible. I see some of everybody. The payoff! If you can laugh together, if you can live together, so you can love together. What now, people?
Hey, Kev. It's on you. So, like, bet, check, fold.
Well aware of the poker rules, Mr. Cheater.
You should do something. I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm gonna make all of that bleed.
My name's Don Cheadle, and I'm mad because I'm not Iron Man. I'm the Black Iron Man, and I'm rusty.
That's uncalled for.
I squeak when I go.
Be the first to order advance tickets now at Fandango.com.
All right, Kevin Hart, What Now? Comedy documentary. It's going to find an audience. I think he's pretty darn funny. I loved his line in there. He saw everybody in the audience. Remember, send me your review if you go to the movies. Stay with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I write to you if only you could hear. Keep meaning to mail you the song.
Once again, we have a ton of email from you, you and the guy down the street. As I always say, thank you so much, because if I didn't get that mail and the calls and everything else, I mean, it's just such a barometer to people listening and your thoughts, and I really, really appreciate it. Don't hesitate ever to send me a note if you're listening to this for the first time at americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get in there, send it to Delaney Media Group at live.com. All right, so let's jump right to it. We've got this first one, and it is from Dak, who says, that's so funny, just like the quarterback for the Cowboys. And Dak says, Kate, what's happening with the polls? I think it's crazy what we see with now Trump losing some of those states that he thought he had bagged. What are the latest polls? So, yeah, we always talk about the polls. I joke and say I'm the poll princess, right? So a Bloomberg politics poll just came out on Thursday, found that Clinton was leading Trump by 9 points in Pennsylvania. So that's pretty big. Also, according to the poll, Clinton is ahead of Trump 47% to 38% in a four-way race in the Keystone State. So that's pretty big. You think of the Philadelphia suburbs, which is critical, but that also is very Democratic. Then you look at Michigan. A Michigan poll released on Wednesday showed an 11-point lead for Clinton before it wasn't looking that way. That was a Detroit News WDIV poll. Clinton led Trump 42% to 31%, so that was pretty big. Wisconsin, a poll that was just released, has Clinton 7 points ahead of Trump, 44% to 37%. So, you know, these are just barometers, but they could change, because I think it, to me, it feels closer, and maybe I'm just wrong because of everything that's happened in this past week, and it has been a very bad week for Donald Trump. It feels like it's closer than some of these polls are saying. You know, it's all about numbers, babes. It's all about who gets the right combination. 270 is what is needed. So whoever hits that 270, they're in, and whoever doesn't is out, period. That's how it goes. All right, how about this one? This one is from Marion. Kate, my neighbor and I listened to your show. Somebody else told us about it, so we've started to listen here in Washington. Just wanted you to know that we are out here. Wonder if you saw that extreme weather. I know you talk about weather a lot, and you just were talking about Matthew. How about what they're saying about the Pacific Northwest because of this typhoon? Did you hear about that? It's going to really smash into us in the next couple of days. I did. I've got friends in Seattle and outside of Seattle and Spokane where people are listening to us. So Oregon and Washington are supposed to get just clobbered, the West Coast, really Thursday through Saturday. They're saying you could see gusts of up to 80-mile-an-hour winds in the coastal areas. And this is from, you know, and mostly on the Olympic Peninsula especially. And they're saying in some cases, maybe up to 100 miles an hour. That is monster wind. Wow. And what happens when you have that kind of wind? The danger is the trees. The trees topple onto people in cars because it's beautiful up there. You've got lots of areas that are tree lined. So that's the danger in the Pacific Northwest. So, boy, people, take care. If you're, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you're in those areas, watch out, because pay attention to the weather. The remnants of a typhoon are likely to cause some problems. So thanks, actually, for sending me that and putting the all call out there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Adam in Illinois. I love it when you tell me where you're from. Then that's why I always say Adam or whoever and where you're from. Okay, so Adam says, Kate, I thought of you because I know how you feel about alligators, and you were talking about what was really dangerous with these crazy floods is that people could get into trouble with what's in the water when they're trying to walk or swim away because of what happens to the creatures that lurk beyond. Yeah, there's so many things that you can get cut or hurt or dragged down on if you're trying to escape whatever you're trying to escape. And the hurricane, that was one of the concerns. I mean, if you've got water pounding you up to your neck and waist and everything else, I mean, yeah, what do you think? Like Lumberton, North Carolina. And there was actually a woman, and they showed her, and I think this is what you're probably referring to because it was all over the place. Her name was Joni Gaddy, and they showed her, interviewed her, and she was shivering, and she said there was alligators swimming outside of her house. Oh, my gosh. She's, you know, what are you going to do? So the water's up to your head, the house is ruined, and you got to, you got to get out of that house. And this woman said, and she had a dog with her, she said she had a dog stranded in the house. She didn't know where her horses were. And she said there were helicopters flying all over the place, but they didn't see her. And she tried to, you know, she tried to signal. But, and she had sheets hanging out of the house, but she said it was horrible. The alligators and snakes in the water outside, and she was just praying the alligators wouldn't get her. They, you know, that you were, she said you were at one point sitting on the porch and looking at the alligators in the water with the snakes. Oh my gosh. So she was rescued, thank goodness. That's why she could tell us the tale. Her son came in from Texas and helped. Son and nephew climbed through the trees because there were trees down. And I mean, this is like a house she had been in for, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 years. But I'm just thinking, what's going through your mind when everything's crumbling around you? So that's the first thing. But then you're worried because you're not, no kidding. I mean, I want you all to think about this for a second. You are sitting on your porch and you are looking in the face of alligators. That is so crazy. But it makes sense because the water washed everything into a pile, and where are the gators going to go? Where are the snakes going to go? They're going to go where the water's taking them. Ugh. Thank goodness she's okay. Okay, so I'm sure there's more stories like that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Bill. Kate, did you hear that Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature? I did hear that, because again, this is all over the place, and it's a stunner to hear that. So here's the deal. He was awarded it, they say, for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition, and that's why they decided to give it to him. That's what they say. So that's why he got the literature. They say if you look back and you look at his work, it will stand the test of time, his music and his lyrics, and that he had songs that really spoke to a generation during the 60s and helped galvanize the civil rights movement. I mean, these are the reasons behind part of it. So a professor in literature at Stockholm University recommended his 66 album, Blonde on Blonde, saying it had many examples of brilliant ways of rhyming and pulling together refrains, and his pictorial thinking is what they're saying. Wow. I mean, that's huge. I was stunned when I saw that. Yeah, I mean, it's probably a surprise for a lot of people, and they're going to get some criticism for it, there's no question. Because think about, other people have recorded songs and around social problems and society grappling with lots of issues. You know, you can make a whole bunch of arguments for a whole bunch of different people, but regardless. So, the kid from Duluth, Minnesota. I mean, he released his first album in 1962. In the 60s, he was the guy. Yeah, absolutely. So now the Twitter has exploded with all kinds of reaction to it, and that's big. He already got the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012, but now having a Nobel Peace Prize is something. Okay, let's see if we can get another one. And this one is from Kirk, who says, Kirk says, hello, Kate. I'm watching what's going on in this campaign, and, you know, honestly, we can talk about Trump, we can talk about Clinton. I'm just so disgusted with both of them. I'm disgusted with their campaigns and the fact that we the American people, I want everybody to think about this. I don't care, as you say, if someone's left of left, right of right, or in between. We're all together in this, and we're the ones who are getting screwed by it, because the issues aren't being discussed. What are the solid issues? What are the plans? Whoever wants to take over and be the leader of the free world, what do they intend to do about our healthcare situation? What is their stance really on foreign policy? There's so much we don't really have a handle on with either one of them that is the most frustrating to me, the most frustrating thing in the world, that this is the kind of nonsense we're hearing about. Who groped who did what, whose husband did what. Do we care? Do we care about that? Would you care about that overall, really, when we have so many issues that we have to be concerned about, especially heading into the future? Isn't it always about making it better for the next generation? Isn't it, when you take over as the president, wanting to have the most idealistic world that you can create or be involved in for the American people? I like the way you say that, because, yes, I would think it would be about that. I would think that it would be about, man, I can't believe that I've been a public servant, or I've an American citizen, and I'm frustrated with things I haven't seen. I'm frustrated because I can see that there's some great things that can happen here in this country if we pull together in education or healthcare or wherever. And so instead we're talking about all the tawdry things. Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people would share that same sentiment, if you will, for sure. All right, remember, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Thanks for all the mail.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Once again, it's time for another edition of We Can Count, and oh boy, can we count. Let's give you a couple of quick ones right at the top. Thailand's king, dead at the age of 88. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Is 88 old? I think when I hear of people dying in their 70s, I'm like, I had a grandmother that lived to be 100. I had another grandmother that lived deep into her 80s. And, I mean, it's kind of, with my family, it's kind of all over the map. I don't know why I was just thinking about this. But anyway, the king of Thailand, who, you know, think of the political turmoil there. He'd been there for a long time. 7-decade reign. Yeah. In the aftermath of Thailand's occupation by Japan during the Second World War. And his reign ended in the internet age. So think of what he dealt with in the 20th century. I mean, the thoughts of this guy, it had to be wild. He ascended the throne, I guess, in 1946. And was what they call reigning over 20 prime ministers, more than a dozen coups, and constitutional changes. the Vietnam War, 60s and 70s. So this guy, I mean, this guy was the guy. He was there forever. And they say his most noteworthy appearance happened in 1992 because there was violence between pro-democracy campaigners and the army. And he summoned the two leaders of the camps. Televised images showed all of them kneeling and helped calm the tension. So people love that because it was horrible what happened. You see an old picture of him. Oh, my gosh, he's so, it's so crazy. And he has the whole thing on, you know, where he's got the medals and the all of the opulence, they call them, and all of the pomp and circumstance, I guess, around him. So pretty crazy that he survived that long. I mean, wow. Wild. Okay, so dead at the age of 88, the king of Thailand. We move from that story and numbers to another one. And this one has to do with, there was a couple of big numbers I saw today. This has to do with a crazy story about the Chinese and the fact that 500,000 elderly people go missing, they say, in China every year. So what's up with that? What's happening to them? Every day, they say every day, about 1,300 are gone. And we're talking 65, I just said that thing about age, 65 or over account for 80% of missing people cases. So that's a huge number. What is the problem? They say about 25% of those missing were diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, 72 some sort of memory impairment. Of the people that were found after being reported missing, 25% went missing again. So this is just a horrible human bomb that's gone off. I mean, the country, as far as seniors are concerned, they say they have 114 million people 65 or over, more than any other developing country. This is the World Bank came out with that report. 90 million people are expected to leave the workforce in the next three decades. So China's got the most aged population on earth. They're going to have, and they'll have the most in 2030, 400 million people over 60. Wow. Imagine that. That's wild. And these people that are just walking off and the families just having no idea what's happened. Oh man. Oh man. Sad, sad story. I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea about the population shift that it was that big. Okay, how about this? A detective investigating an NBA star found dead. Suicide is suspected. A Los Angeles police detective who was looking into the sexual assault allegations against NBA star Derrick Rose was found dead in an apparent suicide. Nadine Hernandez, 19 years on the force, died in her house of a single gunshot wound to the chest. Very sad. The LAPD issued a statement saying she was among several detectives working on the case at the time of her death. They say at no point is there any indication that her casework had any connection to her death, so no criminal charges have been filed against Rose, who was a huge player, who's a member of the New York Knicks. And, you know, she and some other detectives opened a criminal investigation of Rose and two of his friends for alleging that after an accuser alleged that she was gang raped in 2013. And, you know, this is still an ongoing thing. So there was immediate speculation that there was something else happening there. But what they're saying is, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. All right, how about this? How about this story about Russia and the U.S.? I mean, look, this has been discussed a little bit during this election cycle, and I was reading a story about that Russia and the U.S. are moving past Cold War to unpredictable confrontation. Now, that's kind of frightening. Russia, have we had to worry about Russia? Not recently, but during the Obama administration, it's been very cantankerous, and of course, Vladimir Putin is the ultimate taunter, I believe. So on Tuesday of this week, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said that the U.S. was considering a range of proportional responses to the hacking of U.S. political groups. They accused the Kremlin of the cyber attacks on election systems and democracy itself, And that came after talks on Syria's ceasefire broke down, and the U.S. is suggesting Russia be investigated for war crimes in Aleppo. So that's why Aleppo, of course, plays a huge part in this. So now we've seen that. I mean, there's been a lot of harassment. If we look for a number, there's been occasions in the past year when Russian jets and naval, part of the Navy fleet, have buzzed the U.S. military. And Moscow's 2014, so just a couple years ago, there's your number, violated a bunch of security treaties by testing a ground-launched cruise missile. The list goes on and on and on, and is why it's so important. The relationship to Russia is vital. We do not want to have a war with Russia. We don't want to really have any kind of war, right? But this conflict keeps escalating. We certainly can't allow them either to be hacking into our systems, especially if we think they come from the Kremlin itself. Not some creep in an apartment somewhere in the Ukraine or in some part of Russia. I mean, we're talking about it directly coming from the Kremlin. Wow. How about this story for something different when we talk about numbers? Gabrielle Union is suing BET, the network with a lot of power. She says they're unfairly trying to extend her contract on the series Being Mary Jane. So, of course, the production broke down. She said that it's breach of contract and negligent misrepresentation. According to the documents, she said she agreed to sign on for the drama with the understanding the series would shoot no more than 13 episodes a season. She didn't want to commit to more episodes because this is what actors do, and this is why they have these clauses and contracts. She wanted to allow for other film work, and that was going to stop that. So the complaint was filed, and season one was in 2013, and then it went from there. The suit says now that they're attempting to shoot 10 episodes of seasons 4 and 5 in succession. So she would have to film 20 back-to-back episodes. Ooh, that's a lot of memorization. Anyway, she's set to be paid $150,000 in the episode for season 4, $165,000 episode for season 5. So they're looking for $1 million in damages and an amendment to the contract that she doesn't have to shoot more than 13 in the episode. Doesn't it seem like, are you kidding me? How would you like to shoot a television show, one episode for, I'm saying out there, Mr. and Miss Common Man, $150,000 or $165,000? But then you have to think about what they do. And again, I'm about free commerce and capital. I'm all about the fact that we live in a capitalistic world, right? So what somebody can get is what somebody can get. So I certainly don't think she shouldn't get what she should get paid. But it's interesting how they want to squeeze it all in. I wonder what that does to production people is what I was thinking. Because that would really up your production schedule. They would be working like crazy hours trying to produce all that, film all that. And then you get the whole thing with running lines and everything that goes into that. All right. Such problems. So once again, we put this one to bed just like that. Another edition of We Can Count. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.